Internship is a process. Private placement is the solution. Hi, I'm Thompson Kumakubela from the South African Council for Graduates, SAGRA. We're delighted to offer you, with Rinus Leroux, the Workplace Career Readiness Program.
Thank you for this opportunity. Good day, SAGRA graduates and employers. The one thing I keep on asking myself is, how do we do work that really matters? A very good writer and podcaster and blog writer, a man with the name of Seth Godin, often talks about that willingness to do work that matters. And I think it is not so much by what the people out there say about what you do. It's how you feel. Do you feel that what you do has got an impact in the world? Do you see? Do you know? Have you asked yourself? Have you asked the people around you? What impact has this work got? And all work has got impact. And I would love to ponder this point with you, Thompson Kumar. What does it take to do work that really matters and that makes a difference?
Thank you again. I'm glad that we have found our traction in ensuring that the SAGRA graduates are able to grow through this workplace readiness program, and also that our employers are able to receive these important sessions, because this is part of our ongoing training at the South African Council for Graduates. When you talk about work that matters, surely and clearly you do understand that all work do matter. Everyone in the workplace is important, from the gardener, the security person, the cleaning personnel, the junior admin staff, the technician, the junior IT guy or lady, the CFO, the COO, the chief executive officer, or the MD. Everybody does matter. They are all there for a specific purpose and for a particular reason. So doing work that matters, first of all, is to be switched on. To be switched on does say that you do know the significance of your existence in that particular organization. You are not there because you knew Mr. Makubela. You are not placed as an intern because you know the MD or the HR manager. You are in this organization to add value. So work that matters first must come with a plan. The graduates need to have a plan. Oftentimes at the South African Council for Graduates, we would like to have our graduates work on a schedule that is limited to what we call the weekly plan. The very first 5 days in the organization, what it is that you'll be doing, be it you've gone through an induction or you're going to continue with the induction, there has to be a plan that you discuss with your supervisor to say, this is what I think I would like to do today. What work do you have for me? There must be a resonance between what you're doing and what your supervisor expects of you. So that plan would enable you to realize and to know that, yes, you've got a plan, and that plan has been vetted by your supervisor, and your supervisor has approved your plan for you to be able to know you are doing the work that is of significance, that is part and parcel of the bigger picture. Work that matters is adding value and contributing to the tasks that other employees of the company are doing. No one is an islander. Whatever work that you do contributes to the bigger goal, contributes to a specific contract, contributes to a specific client who's eagerly awaiting the work that comes from this particular business department or this particular organization. So yours is to add value. And the key component of adding value is to ensure that you always get feedback from your supervisor. Do you have time to request an appointment with your supervisor? Do you have a scheduled opportunity to say every day at 9 a.m., at quarter past 12, at 16:15 before you go to home, you have an opportunity to speak with your supervisor and get feedback. How well am I doing? For you to be able to do work that matters, you've got to be able to get feedback to say how well you're doing. And really, oftentimes people who succeed are those who get feedback to say, I don't like what you did here. I don't like how you did this one. How about you do it this way?
But sir, I have to ask a question here. Do you think we as employees are feedback fit? Because I've seen people give feedback and then the person pulls back. Now, I know it's also how you give the feedback, and maybe some of the feedback could be harsh, but that shouldn't come into play. If you are a person who says, I'm here to learn, and when that feedback comes, you must take it and make it go better, not shrink from it. And I think many graduates that I've worked with in my life, when they get the feedback, they shrink as if their self-worth is being attacked. So don't we have the necessity between you and I, what we do here, to help them becoming feedback fit so that they can really take it and move forward?
Remember what we spoke about earlier. We spoke about the passion. Money never loses its value because it's been put in a pocket, in a back pocket, in a wallet. It's been thrown and tossed down. We spoke about an internal locus of success. We are urging our graduates to have what we call internal motivation. Doesn't matter the personality, the nature in which you get feedback from your supervisor, take it in strides. You are a graduate. You are a part of the solution. You are not part of the problem. You may be the person that has required to actually assist your supervisor. If your supervisor is not giving you feedback in a manner that which you appreciate, do the work first and complain later.
Wonderful.
And never go to complain to a person outside. Go to the very same person who gave you work. That talks about your demeanor. That talks about your integrity. That speaks to the respect that you accord to the person. They might not even be aware. They might be stressed by other work. So yours is to be able to become that Sagra graduate. We have a very strong internal resilience who's able to take feedback. And I like this. We must actually take this forward with employers. The level of feedback fit that our graduates have, so that part of the skills transfer is to ensure that, yes, they've received feedback, not just because they were given feedback, but because they have the desire to secure feedback from their host employers and their supervisors. Finally, on the issue of work that matters, it is the ability to find out the value chain, the end space, the end location of what you're doing. All the work that we do leads and adds up to something better. So doing work of significance requires that we see the bigger picture. Sagra requires of its graduates to perform in the workplace. Sagra requires of its graduates to do what we call workplace discovery, to network in such a way that it brings success, it brings clientele, it brings stakeholders to the organization. And more importantly, they've got insights that they can add and share so that they do not become passive recipients of skills from the supervisor, but they become proactive recipients and share proactively to the organization that which they know. We know that many employers who've worked with the Sagra were able, some of them, we have got a few examples where graduates were employed within 4 months of starting an internship because they had shown and they've done work that matters. Therefore, they had to stop being an intern and start being an employee. That is what we need for you to be able to secure gainful employment. I thank you.
I just want to say, my mother used to say, if you bake bread with love, it's sweet. If you don't, it's bitter. So graduates, when you go out there and you work with love, you will reap the rewards.